This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
The only gift I want for Christmas is a gift of love. Only gift I want for Christmas is a gift of love. Put that gift right in my heart. Me and my love will never part. The heart doth grow from giving. Hosanna, Hosanna, hey, hey, ring those bells, hear the angels sing. Glory, hallelujah, hear the angels sing. Glory, hallelujah. The only gift I'll give for Christmas is a gift of love. Only gift I'll give for Christmas is a gift of love. That gift right in your heart, you and your love will never part. The heart doth grow from giving. Hosanna, Hosanna, hey, hey, ring those bells, hear the angels sing. Glory, hallelujah. Simple gifts are great to give. Give the gift of love. Simple gifts are great to give. Give the gift of love. Simple gifts are easy to find. The store's open all the time. The heart doth grow from giving. Hosanna, Hosanna, hey, hey, ring those bells, hear the angels sing. Glory, hallelujah, hear the angels sing.
Kathy Lowe in our studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome back to the Folk Show, Kathy.
Hi, Kate. I'm so glad to be back.
So good to have you here to help us get in the holiday spirit.
Yes, that's me. I love Christmas all year round.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to be doing lots of celebrating of Christmas with starting out with a cookie swap, right, next weekend?
Right. South Sutton Historical Society, Saturday the 10th. I believe the event goes from around 10:30 to 2, but we'll be there 11 to 12, my sisters and I.
The
low profiles. Sister Susie and Kim and myself.
And some other shows that are happening, Wishing You Peace. Now, was that piece that you just did, was that recorded on the Wishing You Peace album?
Yes, that's on Wishing You Peace. And that album's sitting on a shelf a long time now. That's been part of people's traditions for, I think, a decade now.
Wow.
Right. So I wrote that, and I will do a show with all the songs from Wishing You Peace on December 11th, Sunday, at 3 o'clock at the Kearsarge Community Presbyterian Church in New London with Kent Allen, Steve Shook, Julie Corey, and a whole bunch of my family. Like, the stage is packed. I'm kind of like a King family revival.
Like, instead of the Lennon Sisters, you've got the Low Profiles.
Right. Lennon Sisters, yeah. Low Profiles are three of us, but then it goes sideways because, you know, we're old now. Like, there's grandchildren and nieces and all kinds of extended family.
You're not old. You're just matured.
Right. We're wise and ripened. We're well ripened.
It's such a treat to have Kathy Lowe here in our studio to help us get into the holiday spirit. How about another tune, Kathy?
I'd like to play The Childlike Wonder. This is from the CD Wishing You Peace. And to me, this is a kind of a deeper message about how children during Christmas are so filled with dreams and wonderment of everything around them.
Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth. Sugar plum fairies dance in the night. Santa will come if I do things right. Angels are singing, this I know. Diamonds sleep in the snow. Believe in the childlike wonder.
star. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth.
Kathy Lowe here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with a tune from her Wishing You Peace album. The Wishing You Peace concert is happening on December 11th at 3 o'clock, and that is at the Kearsarge Presbyterian Church, King Hill Road in New London, with special guests. And some of the special guests that you know from previous shows or from the album Wishing You Peace, Kent Allen will be there, also Steve Shook. The Low Profiles also showing up, and they're going to be performing in supporting roles, right, with your original Christmas holiday carols on the 11th.
Right, carols, yeah. So many family members, and like I did mention earlier, Kent and Steve are on the album with me, and they've stuck with me. Whenever I do this concert, they're able to show up, which is wonderful. And then Julie Corey from the Village Drum will be on percussion with me. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
It's an annual event up your way, isn't it?
Yes, I try to do it once a year somewhere.
And how many years do you think you've been doing this Wishing You Peace concert?
Probably not quite every year in the 10 or 11 years since the album came out. But,
right.
So I'm practicing a lot, trying to get them all back in my radar, remember everything. It's getting harder as I get older.
You've been writing songs and putting them on records since 1984, about 13 of them at least, or maybe even longer. Has it been longer than since 1984?
1984. Well, my first album I ever recorded was in Paris, France, in 1972.
Was that full of originals as well?
Right, that was originals, yeah, mm-hmm. with a partner, Pat Woods, that I met in Paris, and we traveled all over Europe performing and singing, and we were there at the right time. It was a big folk music time in Europe, and we were at the right place at the right time in the 70s to get lots of work, lots of support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've continued to write ever since then.
Right.
With many albums under your belt. The last time I think we saw you, Kathy, was when you had just produced the album Above Water, which is an interesting, it's got an interesting story behind it. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
It's an interesting story. Yeah. A little gargling intro. It's about water. Yeah. So I would hike behind my house near Twin Lake Villa, and we have a town water tank that holds the water source, like a million gallons. And I was cross-country skiing, hiking around there, and I saw the overflow valve, a round circle on the side of the tank, and I listened in there, and I heard these reverberated water drips, condensation happening. I said, "What is that?" So I just went, "Whoo!" I made a sound in this hole, and the reverb lasted forever. And I said, "Oh, my gosh, I'm going to bring some recording equipment up here and see if I can record myself singing with myself." And, I mean, it was just an amazing vision that I think I had that came from somewhere that turned out to be a great project. And I had Jerry Putnam's help from the Cedar House Sound and Mastering. And that's been around for around 10 years, too.
Yeah,
it's
since
called 2005. Above Water. So
yeah.
I wrote all the songs right there at the tank. I was so inspired and just floated on the sound with that. And, oh, my gosh.
What have you been up to since then?
Writing songs, but, you know, struggling with what to do with songs in this day and age. You know, I'm kind of a dinosaur with technology, so I don't know if it's worth it to put out another CD, per se. I'm doing a little bit with social media, and I'm putting things on YouTube and iTunes, and I'm on Spotify and all that, and Facebook. So I'm just learning how to use all that to my benefit. And I don't really know what I want to do at this age of my life, too. I just like to write and share songs a little bit, but I don't know beyond that if there's a bigger vision.
Well, you're also a visual artist. Talk to us a little bit about your visual arts.
Yeah, it's kind of another water thing. I guess I'm a water person, but I like to find still water, and it can be in a puddle or a pond or a lake or a, just a corner of an ocean inlet where the water is still and where the rocks or trees are reflecting in the water when the water is still and creating a symmetrical mirror image. I look sideways where that's happening, where the earth and water meet, and then I find faces and beautiful artwork from nature that just it just stuns me each time I find something. So I have well over 1,000 images now, and I put those out on social media and share with other people that do art photography. And I gave you, Kate, a card with one of them on it today. And
can I take a picture of it and post it on our Facebook
page? Oh, sure.
That'd
be cute. Okay. Yeah. And that one I found in Henniker. And I bet anybody, when they see it, they could go to Henniker and try to find it, find that one, because I think it's kind of there. So looking sideways, yeah. And people take pictures of landscape in mirror image. But what I do is I look closer in and look sideways so I find a face or something to photograph, yeah.
Kathy Lowe is our guest here in the studio on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. She has a lot of holiday shows coming up that we'll talk a little bit more about a little bit later. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and hear some more from Kathy Lowe here on The Folk Show at NHPR.
Time is running out. To be entered to win $1,000 toward your home heating costs this winter, whether you use oil, gas, wood, whatever, NHPR will keep you warm all season long. You'll be automatically entered to win a winter of warmth when you make your tax-deductible donation today at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Rudig Group, serving successful families and businesses with sophisticated planning and investment management for over 30 years at UBS Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. And North Branch Construction, specializing in commercial, residential, institutional, and sustainable construction since 1958, on time, on budget, and online at northbranch.net. Our guest in the studio tonight here on The Folk Show is Kathy Lowe. Kathy, what should we play next?
Well, you know, I would love for you to play the Wishing You Peace title cut on the CD because I just love the arrangement.
Okay, and, so we shall.
Yeah, let's do that.
The Wishing You Peace concert is happening on December 11th at 3 o'clock, and that's at the Kearsarge Presbyterian Church, King Hill Road in New London.
Thank you.
Kathy Lowe from the Wishing You Peace original carols of old and new tradition that came out in 1999.
Whoa.
What a wonderful collection.
Thank you.
Now, we were kind of starting to talk a little bit, Kathy, about some other things that you've been doing to keep you busy. What have you been up to besides taking photos? What else
is
going on?
Well, the photo thing is sort of leading me into new directions of how to use the photos. And many people know Odds Bodkin from Bradford, internationally known storyteller. We collaborated, and he came up with a story, which we now have as a screenplay, where some of these images in my photography come alive as characters on the screen, and they will act with human actors. So it'll be a mix of fantasy and realism. So we're trying to sell the screenplay. It's called Petroflectors. So it's hard, you know. We're not anybody in the movie business, so it's hard to get anyone to pay attention to us and take us seriously, as I'm learning. But I, you know, I'm not giving up. I keep pitching it wherever and following up on, you know, people give me recommendations, and I just say, sure, I'll send it out.
What a great collaboration, Odds Bodkin and Kathy Lowe. We'll be watching for that.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully, yeah.
And where can folks see your photos? Do you have them on display anywhere, or are they just primarily on Facebook?
Yeah, primarily on Facebook and some on my website. And like I said before, I'm not so great with technology and things, so I don't keep up as much as I could or should. But I try to post a lot on Facebook and in different groups on Facebook. I'm enjoying that a lot. And almost every day I'm out taking one somewhere. I find, you know, I have to hustle now because once the ice is frozen, once the water's frozen and the ice is there, I can't do this anymore. So then
okay.
I take a break,
sure.
You know.
But once the ice is frozen, then you can find new places because then you can walk across the ice and get to other locations that might be possibilities for you.
It's hard to know if it's going to translate unless it's nice out and there's no ice.
Right.
You know, the water can't be moving. It can't be a river that's moving at all.
Right,
you know?
Sure. It's got to be very still so that you can get the reflection.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time outside. A
lot of time outside,
Would you say that that's where you get your inspiration for your music?
Yes. Nature, water, sky, earth, trees, growth, rocks. Yeah. Love it. Love it. It's the only place that gives me this deep feeling of peace.
Kathy's got a very busy schedule this time of year. South Sutton Historical Society's Cookie Swap is on Saturday, December 10th from 11 to 2. Kathy will be there with the Low Profiles singing holiday favorites. And then the Wishing You Peace concert is Sunday the 11th at 3 o'clock at the Kearsarge Presbyterian Church, King Hill Road in New London. And then Andover has a coffee house. It's the Andover Coffee House. And that is going to feature the Low Profiles with Kathy and her sisters Susie and Kim. And it's Friday, December 16th at the East Andover Grange Hall. It'll be the Low Profiles from 7 until 7:30, and then they have an open mic for seasonal favorites to follow that. A little bit about the Andover Coffee House, Kathy. You want to fill us in on what are they doing over there?
Well, it came from a seed, a vision with Jimmy Spheres and his wife Jenny White, who live in Andover, and it's just turned out to be such a well-attended, great vibe musical hub. And I believe they got one of the New Hampshire Magazine Awards for Best Open Mic last year, maybe. I think this is the third winter or fourth winter that it's going on. I can't remember. But it's still new. People are discovering them. But good food in the back put on by the church ladies. You can go around 6:15, 6:30 and have a nice soup or something, sandwich. And then 7 o'clock to 7:30, they line up a feature performer. And they have a great website, Andover Coffee House. And then open micers. You go early and sign up, you know, and however many people sign up, you can do one or two or three songs. They have a good sound man. Jimmy Spheres does the sound there. It's great. So it's once a month, third Friday of every month. And it's really a fun community thing. It's just the spirit is just so unique.
Kathy Lowe's going to be over there with the Low Profiles at the Andover Coffee House. That's on the 16th of December. And then the annual candlelight service featuring the Low Profiles is at South Sutton Meeting House. And that is on Sunday, December 18th. And that's at 5 o'clock. And the note here says to Dress warm, no heat in the church.
No heat in the church.
That's just the way it is with those meeting houses.
It's so lovely. Yeah. So if you're prepared, it's really a beautiful experience in the candlelight. And this is a service that my Uncle Tom Lowe started 46 years ago. And we do the service exactly the way we did it back then, except with my new song that I sing with my sisters. And we direct the choir in the up in the balcony. And we do a song that my uncle wrote, which inspired my whole body of work around Christmas carols, writing new Christmas carols.
Did you say you have a new song?
I have a brand new song.
You want to play your brand new song?
Okay.
Then we'll come back and talk a little bit about your love of Christmas.
Okay. Here's a brand new song. It's called A Little Bit of Peace.
In my heart, there's a little bit of peace. Never cease to go shining, rippling through the night, filling up the world with light. Forever the river flows when a little bit of peace goes shining out. Fresh new fallen snow, kindness from people I don't even know. Christmas morn, these things in life kindly invite. Peace is possible. In your heart, there's a little bit of peace. It will never cease to go shining, rippling through the night, filling up the world.
Studio. The name of that, A Little Bit of Peace?
A Little Bit of Peace.
A Little Bit of Peace. That's the new one from Kathy Lowe.
That's a new one, yeah.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a quick break and come back and visit some more with Kathy Lowe here at NHPR.
Yeah, I would love to wrap up public radio, gift wrap it for everyone I know.
NPR's veterans correspondent, Quill Lawrence.
To old friends from back home who I think once they started listening to it would find that they come to rely on it for local news, but also just to get a straight down the middle perspective to listen to what the news sounds like without spin.
News without spin. It's the gift that keeps on giving all year round. Make your tax-deductible gift now at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Revels North, presenting the Christmas Revels, an evening of French-Canadian music, dance, and traditions, December 15th to 18th at the Hopkins Center in Hanover, revelsnorth.org. And the Monarch School of New England, which is grateful to Jewett Construction for its assistance in building a new regional high school vocational center, monarchschoolne.org. Kathy Lowe is here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with some special shows coming up featuring some talent that you may be familiar with. A favorite of ours is Kent Allen, who is a musician's musician, plays with a lot of folks. You know him from his work that he's done possibly with Julie Snow and David Surratt and Cozy Sheridan and Susie Burke and I don't know, and Kathy Lowe and Steve Shook. And you may know his work from his productions with the Night Heron Consort and his solo efforts as well. Kathy, what can folks expect with Wishing You Peace on the holiday concert on the 11th?
Whoa. What can they expect? Well, I hope it's going to be joyous and kind of surprising because if you come, you're not going to hear Jingle Bells or Silent Night or any of those, though a couple of the featured singers might do their own versions of some well-known carols.
Okay.
You know, I believe Kent's going to do an amazing version of We Three Kings on the bass.
Okay.
I mean, it's just astounding, you know. And Steve, of course, on violin will play a beautiful mm-hmm. instrumental. I've made songbooks. Based on all the new carols from the Wishing You Peace. So mm-hmm. when you come, you will get a songbook so you can sing with us in a traditional style, even though the songs are new to you. So you won't feel left out.
So it's interactive.
Join in. It's very interactive.
That's great.
Right. Right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How come you like this time of year so much?
I like this time of year because it, for me, it gives me a chance to jump in and feel the joy, no matter what I really believe. You know, I mean, I sing songs that might have some themes that I'm not sure I quite believe in, but there's something that's okay about just jumping in with, you know, the religious things or the Santa Claus things. I just love any opportunity to do the wave of life. Like, I'm not a sports person, but every time it's on the TV, and you know, I watch my husband watch it, and they show the stadium, and people are doing the wave, and it's like something grabs me there. Anything that pulls people in to do something together in a moment, I love that.
Right.
And Christmas does that.
Were you always like that, even as a child?
I think I was because my parents were like that. You know, they were like that. And we always had people around singing, and we did Christmas carols all year round, washing dishes in the summer. You know, they were very joyous people, so I got that thread.
And you had that family thing going, too, right, with your sisters getting involved. How long have you been singing with them since you were born?
Knee-high to grasshoppers.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a long time. I mean, we're talking 40 years or more, you know.
Is there always singing every time you folks get together?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just did Thanksgiving, and after dessert, we just start practicing Christmas carols. I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, we might sing them through the year, but Thanksgiving launches everything for us. We begin the work.
Okay. It's great to have you, Kathy. I'm so happy that you're able to come and share the joy with us today and share your new song. A reminder that there are lots of shows that are coming up, including the Cookie Swap.
The Cookie Swap.
That's a sweet one, right?
Amazing cookies that people make. It's not really a swap, but, well, from what I remember, you come in and the place is like full of amazing homemade things. So if you're going to a party and you need to get a plate of something, and you pay something. I think you make a donation, or mm-hmm. I can't quite remember, but it's not like swapping cookies so much, but they call it
a cookie swap.
All the neighborhood people bring their best baked things.
Okay, and that's at the South Sutton Historical Society on December 10th from 11 to 2. And for the other shows, visit Kathy's website. What's your website, Kathy?
KathyLowMusic.com.
And if people wanted to look you up on Facebook, how would they do that?
I have three pages.
Okay, three different pages.
Yeah, Kathy Lowe, and then there's Kathy Lowe Music, and then there's Petreflections.
Okay.
So there's three ways to find out what I'm doing.
Are there links to all of them from one of them?
Geez, I don't know.
That would be
you
good.
You can try.
Okay. Or maybe from your website.
I don't know. I'm still learning.
The website is KathyLowMusic.com if you want to find out where she's going to be performing or maybe take a look at some of her visuals. Thank you so much for coming in. Do you have one last tune for us?
Sure. This is called Tinsel in the Tea Leaves. So this I wrote for my cousin Sharon Stern, who died very young of cancer. And she was one of these Christmas inspiration people, always elfing around, and had a lot of joy. She was like tinsel all the time, glittering. Here we go, Tinsel in the Tea Leaves. You wake up in the morning and the world is all around us. Happy in our hearts, knowing love has truly found us. Listen on a Christmas day, listen on a Christmas day. There's There's a message in the air. Shall we dare to live for tinsel and the tea leaves? Drink it down. Snow's falling down, we see a tiny hint of moon glow. Children by our sides teaching wonders we will soon know. Listen on a Christmas day, listen on a Christmas day. There's a message in the air, shall we dare to live for tinsel in the tea leaves? Drink it down. Stars twinkle down, we are forever in the love light. Sing we joyous all, let a sparkle unto this life. Listen on a Christmas day, listen on a Christmas day. There's a message in the air, shall we dare to live for tinsel in the tea leaves? Drink it down. There's a message in the air, shall we dare to live for tinsel in the tea leaves? Drink it down.
Kathy Lowe. Happy holidays, Kathy.
Happy holidays, Kate.
Thank you so much. Visit KathyLowemusic.com for details about her upcoming shows and all of her recordings. This is NHPR.